Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Yes, I have an unauthorized charge in my checking account.
Okay, can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
Zip code 75862.
Okay, give me one moment, ma'am. And your first and last name?
It'll be under Stephen Dowdell.
Yes, ma'am, I did locate that account. And for security purposes, can you verify your address?
500 Thomas Lane, Trinity, Texas, 75862.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see here that on the 28th of January, shipping and handling of $7.95 was placed for a smartwatch. That was a free welcoming gift into our Factory Direct Savings store. It stated in the terms and conditions that when you order that smartwatch, you'll be enrolled in our Gadget Club with a monthly subscription fee of $54.97. And every month you're enrolled, you'll receive a $125 voucher to get other gifts from our online gift store, like the smartwatch.
Well, he didn't understand the continuing part because I asked him today, and he said no, he didn't authorize the second charge.
Okay, so it's stated in our terms and conditions that it will automatically enroll, but as a courtesy, I can go ahead and get this canceled out and issue a 35% refund off of the transaction.
Only a 35% refund?
Okay, so because it was in our terms and conditions, I could possibly get you a 50% refund.
No, it needs to be 100% refund because he did not understand the terms and conditions. He thought it was the one-time charge for the shipping and handling, and that was it, because otherwise he would not have signed up for it.
Okay, ma'am, I do understand. And I do apologize if you didn't understand our terms and conditions, but because it was there, I can only issue that 50% refund.
No, it needs to be 100% refund, not just a 50% refund, because he's not going to be using this stuff, and that's ridiculous. Why would he sign up for something $54 a month?
Okay, ma'am, it stated in the terms and conditions that by placing that order, he would automatically be enrolled. That's why I can issue a 50% refund.
Hang on a minute. The calls, hang on. Okay, so she's saying they can only give you a 50% refund because in the terms and conditions they said in the terms and conditions you agreed to a
I didn't do
$55
shit.
recurring fee.
I didn't do shit.
Ma'am, did you hear him?
I understand, sir. It was in our terms and conditions that you will automatically be enrolled. That's why we could I
only
didn't
issue
click
a
anything. I
50%
didn't go. I
refund.
did not click on anything to agree to anything. Okay, sir, I do understand that. We can only issue a 50% refund. When you place the order for the smartwatch, it stated in the terms and conditions that you will automatically be enrolled. Well, I'll give y'all a choice. You can either refund it, or I will get with an attorney, and we will go that route. Okay, sir, let me place you on a brief hold while I speak to my supervisor.
Another 2 minutes to be on hold ended up being 35 minutes just to be on hold.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did briefly speak to my supervisor. They have agreed to let me issue this courtesy refund of $54.97. It is going to take 3 to 5 business days before you see that back in your account. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We clear?
Let me call you back.
Okay.